Last year was Father John's last year with us from the Xavier Society for the Blind. He's in Father's in Jordan right now, doing whatever he's supposed to be doing in Jordan. I don't know what that is, but he's there with the Jesuits doing Jordan stuff. So having said that, he was very well. We found a very good man to replace Father. He doesn't sing that well. but otherwise, he's a forward-looking fellow who's been to our national conventions and plans to. We've already talked about him going through Louisiana or Blind Ink, maybe Blind Ink this time, to get an exposure to being a blind guy like Father did, and he said he'd be open to that, which is really kind of neat. The only people we've gotten those responses from have been the Xavier Society. Anyway, but let me give you the new executive director of the Xavier Society for whatever he cares to say. And he said he doesn't have much to say, so he'll say it quick. Malachy Fallon.
Thank you very much, Carl. That's great, thank you. And as Carl mentioned, I don't sing at all, which is you should all be very thankful for that. So, Father John sends his regards. He's doing well in Jordan. He was back over the summer, and he stopped in at Xavier Society. So it was great to see him, and get him up to date with what we're doing, as well as hear a little bit about what he's up to over in the Middle East. But I just wanted to mention just a few things. What I've really been focused on, and I can't believe it's been over a year since I became the executive director at Xavier Society, but we've really been focused on trying to get the word out that we're still around after nearly 118 years providing materials in Braille and audio for blind people and visually impaired people of faith. And not limited, but mostly Catholic, but not limited to the Catholic faith, and not strictly religious, but predominantly materials of a religious nature. So we've been busy. We did attract this year through October. We've added just over 100 new patrons to the society, which is good. It's always good to have that growth and to have new people coming in. We added over, and this is through October, we added over 143 new titles, about half in Braille and half in audio. We have a total of 1,400 titles in our catalog currently. Again, about half in Braille and half in audio. So we have quite an extensive catalog, and we just want to get the word out there and let people know that these resources, these books, these titles are available. So that's very important to us. So far through October this year, we fulfilled just over 2,600 requests for materials. So, and that's been increasing every month. So again, part of my job is to make sure people are aware that we exist after such a long, long time. So that's very important. We're also figuring out how to better use technology to make our content more accessible to more people. So we're looking at transitioning to the technology that's compatible, the DAISY technology that's compatible with the National Library Service. So people with those readers, those players, will be able to use our material and listen to our content. We're also in the process of transitioning both on a request basis, and then also we're moving to doing it with our Sunday Mass proppers, move to UEB, again trying to make sure that we're keeping up with the times. And the other thing that we've done just recently, we've introduced in partnership with Fordham University, which is a Jesuit university in New York City, we're partnering with their Center for Religion and Culture to make available in our catalog contemporary lectures by their faculty and by their guest speakers, making those contemporary lectures available to our patrons as well. So there are a number of new things that we're undertaking, again, to try to make our materials available to the widest possible audience. A couple of announcements, if any of you do contact us on a regular basis, you'll have spoken to Christine Moore, who's our client services manager. So she's going to be retiring at the end of this month. Why? So she's moving home to Indiana, but she and her husband are retiring. So her last day will be November 30th. We have been fortunate. We found a replacement for Chris, a very bright young man who happens to be legally blind. His name is Julian Kluss. He's from Brooklyn, so I know that pleases Carl.
Brooklyn is good.
So he started just recently, so he has some training to do with Chris before she leaves. So we're happy to have him on staff. So he's, again, as I said, a bright young man, a recent graduate of Baruch College in New York City. And as I said, he's legally blind as well. So if you get a chance over the next couple of weeks, give him a chance to get settled in before you call. But if you get a chance, give him a call and welcome him to Xavier. And then the other news that we have is that we'll be moving once again. So although the American Foundation for the Blind has been a very good landlord for us over the last several years, we've decided that it's probably, we've mutually decided that it's probably a good time for us to find a home of our own. So we've done that, and we'll be moving over to a new location, not far from where we are currently, over on West 35th Street, probably next month or at the beginning of 2018. So that'll be happening soon. So there's a lot happening. Again, I'm pleased to be here and get the word out that we have these materials available and that we're growing and we're adding to our catalog and we're trying to be innovative in terms of technology to make our content, as I said, more accessible to as many people as we possibly can. And if you happen to be in New York on December 13th, in New York City, December 13th is the feast day of St. Lucy, the patron saint of the blind. And we're having our annual mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral at 10 o'clock. It'll be in the Lady Chapel at St. Patrick's Cathedral on December 13th. And if you're in town, you're all invited. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Malachi. Malachi's been with us all day. He's absorbed all of this. I think you were here yesterday, too, weren't you?
Yes,
I was. Yeah, so he got a belly full of exhibits, too, yesterday, too. So I want to thank you for spending all that time with us and allowing me to cut you 5 minutes.